there any movement for the apology?
There's a motion that the honourable member must sign a cap.
You know, we're being so serious this morning. And I'm trying to be so serious.
That's why I'm saying this. Change your mood.
Yes.
Not very good about what I
do. Fine. Thank you for that one. Yes, Unfortuna?
Yes, I move for the effort of the apologist.
Thanks a lot. The ANC is serious. And seconded by Cope. Thank you. Stop copy.
That was a joke,
yeah? Yeah. Let's look at the motion of desirability. What you should have in front of you is the amendment, the basic education laws, and have every member got this motion of desirability. Why would you? How do I read it? I'll read it very slowly for you people. It's the motion of desirability that has been moved and seconded. That, in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend the National Education Policy Act 1996 so as to amend or delete certain definitions. The South African Schools Act 1996, so as to amend certain definitions and to define loan, to provide for consultation with the Minister of Finance before uniform minimum norms and standards are determined, to ensure that there is no unfair discrimination in respect of official damages, to provide for the imposition of a suitable sanction if an appeal by a learner who has been expelled from a public school has been upheld by the member of the Executive Council. To provide for public schools that provide education with specialized focus on talent. To provide for additional functions of a principal of public school. Yes, that is correct. To provide for the training of governing bodies by recognized governing body associations, to prohibit political activities during school time, to empower the member of the Executive Council to identify additional schools that may not charge school fees, and to further regulate the liability of the state for certain damages. The Employment Educators Act 1998, so as to amend certain definitions and to regulate afresh the application of the said Act. The South African Council of Educators, so as to amend certain definitions, and to empower the Council to manage within its available resources the continued professional teacher development system. And the General and Further Education and Training Quality Assurance Act 2001, so as to amend certain definitions and to provide for matters connected therewith, and that the bill referred to the committee be taken as a basis. I would like to have a mover. Thanks, Honourable Wilmot. Wilmot James. And thank you, Honourable de Corbo. I think, Llewellyn, you
have a
I think the desirability was the long title. So we'll exclude the long title. And let's look at section one. And I think there was an amendment on page 3, and we know the amendment was education institution. Agreed to clause 1?
Yes.
it was same, close to, there were no changes agreed to.
Yes.
Clause 3, there was no changes agreed to. Clause 4. Clause 4, no changes agreed to. Agreed to?
Yes.
Fine. Clause 5, no changes agreed to. Good. Clause 6, no changes agreed to. Clause 7, no changes agreed to. Clause 7, no changes agreed to.
Yeah.
Clause 8, no changes agreed to. Clause 9, there was amendment. We have to put in contemplated after school. We have seen that. Agreed to? With amendments?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Then, also with clause 9, the finance committee. There was amendment. Agreed to?
Yeah.
With amendment?
Yeah.
Clause 10, no changes. Agreed to?
Yeah.
Clause 11, there was an amendment as determined by the governing body in terms of that. Agreed to?
Yeah.
Clause 9, with amendments. There were quite a number of amendments. Agreed to?
No.
Huh? Oh, sorry. Clause 11. Let's go back to clause 11. Is clause 11 agreed to with that amendment?
Yes.
Clause 12. Just look at your amendments there. Is it agreed to with amendments?
Yes.
Understood?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go on? Clause 13, agreed to. Clause 14, agreed to. 15, agreed to. 16, agreed to. 17, agreed to. 18, agreed to. Clause 19, agreed to with amendment, as I'm saying. Clause 20, agreed to. No amendments there. Clause 21, no change, agreed to. Clause 22, no change, agreed to. And clause 23, the amendment there, 2011, agreed to.
Yeah.
Good. I'd like to have... Let's go to the long title. I think there was an amendment... on line 14, agreed to,
yeah.
And then amendment to line 24th line, agreed to,
yeah.
Yes, because it's about text. Yeah. I'd like to have a mover for the ball, with amendment, thanks on Regina, seconder. Thank you, Honourable Tacobo. I think we completed. Oh, I think there's something else that I have to read yet. It's the report. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, B36 of 2010, National Assembly. What is the stick? 76. Section 76. Dated the 3rd of March 2011. The Portfolio Committee on Basic Education, having considered the subject of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, B36 of 2010, National Assembly, Section 36, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 76 bill, reports the bill with amendments, B36A of 2005. Agreed to? Mover? Mover? I need a mover? A yes? Thanks. Seconder? Yes. We are completely for the ball, but there is just a reminder when it comes to the Department of Education, that when you look at page 9, the memorandum on the objects of the Basic Education Law Amendment Bill 2010, just putting all the A's when it comes to SASSA. Please, because we are education. Very good. There's just a slight error there, but they have to just sort it out because this goes to Parliament. And it's going to be in the annals of, it's going to be hand-carded, and it's going to be for life like this, till changes are made again. Any other business? Any other business? What do you do? Mention it. Yes.
No, Chair, it's just that procedural, we will now go back and do the changes on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go to clean up this for proofing. There's a new, there's just one new step in the whole process which we've asked you not to do. And that is that once the proofs return, we will hand it out just to the members of the committee. Just to have one final last look and check that, you know, we confirm that this is exactly as per what we've. Well, the proof will be these amendments incorporated into it'll be 36B. But that's before we send it for supply. Just to make double sure. It'll take 10 minutes at our next meeting just to make double sure.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. Honourable
Jane. Thank you, Chair. Could you spell out what exactly happens now, the process through Parliament? And how this is tabled in Parliament, when it is tabled. Could you just spell out in some detail what follows from here?
So, according to the Secretary, we do not have a date for the bill, but the bill is going to Parliament. It will be put into the ATC, and we will have to debate it. Each party, we will debate this bill within Parliament. And then from Parliament, I think after the second and third reading, then it will go through to NCLP because it's a section 76. So members have to be prepared, even if it's just something short that you would like to say. You know, commend when the debate is taking place. And I'd like to thank Llewellyn for the step he's speaking about, where it will be brought back to us again. Because I felt it's important, you know, because I like reading everything, that there is a need for us, once it's done, just to proofread again. And then once it's proofread, it can go through to the ATC, it can be printed, and we're satisfied and it will go to the ATC. Because what I have noticed in my experience when it comes to certain bills that have become acts, there's a lot of grammatic errors in it, in our mistakes. And of course we are the education, Basic Education Portfolio Committee. We have to set an example in Parliament. Mm-hmm. Even if the papers are saying grammar is taken away. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Jane, Honourable Jane.
Yes, no, thank you again. I'm assuming we have a firm undertaking following on the process we've followed up till now, for this committee to have a close look at how we get unions to restrict their activities based on the mandate that they have, and that the committee formally will undertake to do this.
I think, Mr. James, Honourable James, in the previous meeting it was minuted. We committed ourselves to it, and in the next meeting you will be seeing it in the minutes. And I'm regarding that process closed. In order? Thank you. I would like to thank the department for bearing with us for the last few weeks, and especially for the last 3 days, you know, where we sat with you and we looked at the bill, and also the proposals you came up with, and showing us that, you know, when it comes to the constitutionality of the bill, you know, of anything in the bill, you were, you know, you were good with that. Because I know we just look at the constitution And like I said in the earlier meeting, we are not lawyers, and you are not our learned friends. Only you people can call each other that. We call each other something else. And then ask for the committee. I'd like to thank you, all of you, from the ANC, going right down there to Coke and then over to the ANC again. You know, for your commitment to this committee. The reason why I don't just speaking, I normally enjoy lively debates. And those lively debates will come to conclusions on the way matters should be done. And thank you for your commitment, and even this morning too. Then we have to thank Llewellyn, because Llewellyn Brown, for the work he's doing, you know, as secretary of the committee. And he's very professional. And even when it comes to Ms. Mada, our researcher, he's excellent. And even Mr. Banding, our content advisor, we'd like to thank you. And then to the public, there are certain people that's normal here. We thank you for coming. Meeting closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
No one is going away. You can go and sit in there. You can still do it.